Is under the roll call be dispensed with and the sergeant at arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail and the sergeant will be instructed to bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is Reverend Nathan Salberg from Fond du Lac Community Church in Duluth. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, who can know the depths and splendor of your wisdom and knowledge? Your judgments are unsearchable. Your ways, they are high above ours. Lord God, who has known your mind and who among us has become your counselor? Who has first given to you that you are required to pay us back? All things come from your hand, and by your power all things hold together. Therefore, I glorify your name before this state legislature. Thank you, Lord, for the dedicated service of our state leaders and their staff members. Since these public servants have a mantle of responsibility upon their shoulders that requires tremendous sacrifice, may you graciously give them just hearts, wise minds, and physical stamina for fulfilling their duties. May you bear up their family members who supply encouragement and support behind the scenes. Lord, I praise you for appointing and equipping these leaders. And since you, O God, sacrificially loved us by condescending to provide redemption from our transgressions through faith in Jesus, may we who are able in like kind sacrificially love one another. Lord, by your grace, grant that each senator and representative face the future with hopefulness, keen foresight, and compassion for their fellow man. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Bach, Benson, Berglund, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreif, Dibble, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebrigtsen, Jungbauer, Kielash, Cook, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Laurie, Magnus, Marty, McGuire, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Pogamiller, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vandeveer, Wieger, Wolf.
Quorum is present. We'll move to the fifth order of business. Reports of committee. There is one report to be read. Secretary Ludeman will read the report.
Senator Vandeveer from the Committee on Local Government Elections, to which was referred Senate File 1340, a bill for an act relating to counties, when so amended, the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on State Government Innovations and Veterans. Amendments were adopted and the report was adopted.
Reports of committee. Senator Koch. Senator Cook, I believe you have a motion to be made under reports of committees.
Thank you, Madam President. I would move that the committee reports printed in the agenda and read by the Secretary be now adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving to the sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. There are several printed on page 3 of today's agenda. Second reading. Moving to the eighth order of business, introduction of first reading of Senate bills. There is one introduction to be read by the Secretary. Secretary will read the Senate file.
Introduction and first reading of Senate file number 1398, a bill for an act relating to retirement, introduced by Tomasoni. First reading.
Senate file 1398 will be referred to the State Government Committee on State Government Innovations and Veterans. There are also Senate bill printed on today's Senate bill introduction first, and they will be referred as indicated first reading. Moving to the ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. There are four authors' motions that are printed on page 3 of today's agenda. They will be made accepted as one motion. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Continuing under motions and resolutions, Senator Hall. Continuing under motions and resolutions, Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would move that House File 235 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services and re-referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration for comparison with Senate File 381. Now on general orders.
Any explanation on that motion, Senator Koch?
Madam President, the committee moved the Senate file, and we are going to need the House file, so the Senate file is sitting on general orders. We're just moving the House file into rules so that we can do the comparison.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Hall.
Thank you, Ms. Chair. I move the Senate File 692, number 11, on general orders be stricken and returned to its author.
And Senator Hall, this is your bill.
That is correct.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving on to the 12th order of business, general orders, Senator Koch.
Madam President, I move that the Senate do now resolve itself into a committee of the whole for purposes of taking up the general orders calendar.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail.
Senator Madam Koch. President and members, I'd like to designate the following general orders. Number 32, Senate File 1130. Number 33, House File 529, number 34, House File 569, number 37, Senate File 712, number 48, Senate File 855, and number 82, Senate File 348.
Under general orders, we will take up Senate File 1130, number 32 on general orders, Senator Peterson.
Madam President, I move that when this committee do arise, Senate File 1130 be recommended to pass. This is an unemployment bill, members, that quite frankly saves employers about $20 million in 2012. Really what, under current law right now, the UI fund basically charges interest on the federal loan that we use to finance unemployment insurance payments. The current law allows that interest to be anywhere from 2% to 8%, and what this bill does is just reduce it down to 0.1% or 0.1%, so that essentially in the first year, right away next year, it'll save this fund about $20 million, which will be direct savings to the folks that pay into the unemployment system. Secondly, this bill simply qualifies a requirement in order to get unemployment benefits as well and under Article 1, but it does not, it's important to note, it does not increase or decrease the number of folks that can qualify for unemployment. Thirdly, it corrects the definition of PTO or personal time off. Currently, Minnesota law is really not up to speed there. Many of you know that employers offer personal time off rather than separating it into vacation and sick days. So this just makes a change in the law to as a definition of personal time off. And then finally, it actually simplifies the way folks can qualify to collect unemployment and insurance benefits as well. But it's also important to note this does not expand or decrease the number of people that would be qualified. I would certainly be grateful to or for this for members to support this and move it forward, and I'll stand for any questions at this point.
Further discussion on Senate File 1130. Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, members, I'll just make note for the record that yet again, and this is good, you know, I appreciate Senator Peterson and extending, you know, the notion that there are immediate family members who quit their job to take care of folks, et cetera. There are lots of people who do that. For example, you know, I have taken time off to take care of my husband to nurse him back to health when he had a crisis, a medical crisis of his own. So there are all kinds of families in Minnesota, people who take time off to take care of the people they love that are in their immediate families.
Further discussion on Senate File 1130. Seeing none, Senator Peterson renews his motion that when this committee do arise, Senate File 1130 be recommended to pass. On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving on to number 33 on general orders, House File 529, Senator Magnus.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that House File number 529 be recommended to pass.
To that motion, Senator Magnus.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, and House File 529 is a add some requirements when constructing new buildings. What we would think of in the rural areas, especially in some of the metro areas, is pole buildings. A lot of them have translucent panels in the roofs that do not meet the requirements of holding up a person's weight over time. They deteriorate and get even more weakened, and this causes us concerns. Sometimes folks will paint the roof and they paint over the translucent panel the same color also, so you can't see those as easily. The issues that have come about in many areas is that we go up on the roof and try to remove snow, as we've had the past couple winters that have been pretty tough. Folks don't know where those panels are if you have folks that are helping you remove the snow. And unfortunately, we've had some severe accidents and even a death or two with folks falling through the panels when doing that. Members, we've had a case where the police were responding to a call they thought was a burglary in place, a break-in in place. A ladder was there. They thought that was being used for the break-in. Have gone up on the ladder, didn't know where the panels were, and in the dark fell through those too. So, it's a serious safety concern, members. And the House Files 529 does not affect buildings in place now. It would just affect new buildings. What it would do was require either to put strong enough material for translucent material, or put in additional roof purlins to support the weights needed, or best of all, as becoming more and more of a common practice, put these translucent panels on the top of the sidewalls and get them off of the roof and get the safety concerns settled. So, Madam President, members, this is a good bill. I would really appreciate your support. Thank you.
Discussion on House File 529. Seeing none, Senator Magnus renews his motion that House File 529 be recommended to pass when this committee do arise. On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving on to number 34 on general orders, House File 588, Senator DeCraif.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to explain this bill, and I'd like to move that actually House File 569.
I'm sorry, Senator. That was my mistake.
Okay. I would recommend that 569 is recommended to pass.
Thank you.
What this bill amounts to is it's a well contractor's licensing requirements modification. It's a non-controversial bill that basically cleans up some language. It's clarifying that jobs that a well contractor can perform, it allows them to install some frost-free hydrants with anti-siphon devices, control valves located outside of buildings, and main control valves within 2 feet of a pressure tank. Really what we're trying to do with this bill is really, like I said, just clean up some language. The plumbing inspectors are in favor of this, and they just really want to see this language cleaned up and have it in writing. So I would appreciate your support on this bill, and I thank you for your consideration.
Discussion on House File 569. Seeing none, Senator DeCraif renews his motion that when this committee do arise, House File 569 be recommended to pass. On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving on to number 37 on general orders, Senate File 712, Senator Carlson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that when this committee do arise, Senate File 712 be recommended to pass. Member 712 is the 2011 Omnibus Lands Bill from the DNR. The bill originally introduced modified the method of valuing lower valued land for the DNR acquisitions and exchanges, provided that payments made under a mineral lease on lands and mineral rights purchased for the Iron Range off-highway vehicle recreation area be deposited into the dedicated fund from which the purchase of lands was made. The bill also modifies boundaries in state parks, recreation areas, state forests, and also authorizes sales of certain DNR-administered lands that are restricted from sale without legislative approval. This bill also includes a provision for adding a WMA. For those of you that are familiar with Adopt a Highway, we have people that go out and clean up 2 miles of highway, and they get the name of their organizations on the highway. And it's a great way for us to keep our beautiful Minnesota beautiful through volunteerism. The Adopt a WMA would be organizations such as maybe Deer Hunters Associations that would be willing to take care of the wildlife management areas that are designated by the DNR and allow these volunteers to go out and work with the DNR and give their volunteer labor to do the things that help keep that land pristine. So members, I would appreciate your support on this bill. If you have any questions, I'd be stand for questions.
Further discussion on Senate File 712. Senator Lurie.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've got the A7 amendment.
Senator Lurie offers the A7 amendment. Secretary will read the amendment.
Senator Lurie moves to amend Senate File 712 as follows, page 13 after line 32. This is the A7 amendment.
Senator Lurie, to the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a provision for public sale of tax forfeited land bordering public water in Pine County and public and private sale of similar. It's what belongs in the lands bill. I've talked with the author, Senator Carlson, about this provision. It came a little bit late. There was a mix-up about whether this was in the 2010 lands bill or not, and it's been vetted by the DNR, by the townships, by the county. It actually made it in time to make it into the House bill, but the confusion was not discovered on the Senate side until too late in the process. So there's no controversy over this, and I believe it should be a friendly amendment. Would appreciate members' support.
Senator Carlson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a friendly amendment, and my apologies to Senator Lurie. I forgot to mention that we would have that amendment coming. And we also will have another amendment coming from Senator Gimsey that would be very similar, but this is a friendly amendment.
Further discussion on the A7 amendment. Senator Lurie renews his motion to adopt the A7 amendment. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The amendment is adopted. Further discussion on Senate File.
Madam Chair.
Just a moment, Senator Carlson. Are we going to? Further discussion on Senate File 712, Senator Gimsey.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to offer the A6 amendment.
Senator Gimsey offers the A6 amendment. The Secretary will report the amendment.
Senator Gimsey moves to amend Senate File 712 as follows, page 18 after line 34, insert. This is the A6 amendment.
To the amendment, Senator Gimsey.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And members, this is just the addition of 2 parcels of property that Stearns County has that is tax forfeited property that they would like to add to this bill in order that they can dispose of these pieces.
Further discussion on the A6 amendment. Senator Carlson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, that is a friendly amendment. I have spoken with Kathy Lewis of the DNR, and all parties involved are in agreement with that.
Senator Gimsey renews his motion to adopt the A6 amendment. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The amendment is adopted. Further discussion on Senate File 712. Seeing none, Senator Carlson renews his motion that Senate file, when this committee do arise, Senate file 712 as amended be recommended to pass. On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving on to number 48 on general orders, Senate file 855, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that when this committee do arise, Senate file 855 be recommended to pass.
To that motion, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate file 855 is a bill that modifies Minnesota Statute 2010, Section 115B.412, Subdivision 8, and it deals with the title transfers within the landfill cleanup program. The reason this bill came about was due to the tornado damage and the debris that is unable to be recycled. And Wadena needs their landfill boundaries to be expanded in order to accommodate the debris and waste left behind by their tornado damage, so that Wadena County and the MPCA work together on kind of cleaning up this statute so that the MPCA could take care of some other issues around the state, three counties specifically, Winona, Waseca, and Cook County, and that Wadena could have their landfill expanded so they could accommodate their debris. And the bill passed unanimously out of the Environment Committee, and MPCA came and testified in favor of the bill. I have other details if members would like to hear it. Otherwise, I'll stand for questions.
Further discussion on Senate file 855. Seeing none, Senator Hoffman renews her motion that when this committee do arise, Senate file 855 be recommended to pass. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving on to number 82 on general orders, Senate file 348, Senator Berglund.
Madam Chair, I move that when this committee do arise, House File 348 be recommended to pass.
To that motion, Senator Berglund.
Madam Chair and members, this bill deals with a modification to the personal care attendant program. Last session, in order to deal with the budget deficit, there were some changes made to the program. There was a pot of money set aside for people that have only one activity of daily living, physical activity of daily living they're deficient in, or have a mental health diagnosis. Originally, we thought there'd be a waiver program that we could apply for, but it hasn't materialized. And so in this bill, what we're doing is taking that money and allowing people to have up to two units a day, which would be half an hour a day of personal care attendant service. Nearly 3,000 people do need to get notices from the Department of Human Services about what's going to happen to them before July 1st. And so I really appreciate support for this bill on the floor today. And I have handed out a fiscal note that shows savings from the money that we did set aside for this purpose. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Further discussion on Senate File 348, Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise in support of this bill. It's a good bill. As you can see, members, Senator Hand, the chair of the Health and Human Services, is an author of this bill. We've done a tremendous amount of reform in the PCA. I thank Senator Berglund for bringing this forward and helping out these 2,800 other peoples to allow some maintain some level of service going forward. So thank you, Senator Berglund, and I would support a yes vote.
Further discussion on Senate File 348. Seeing none, Senator Berglund renews her motion that when this committee do arise, Senate File 348 be recommended to pass. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Koch.
Madam Chair, I would move that the committee do now arise and report.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Koch.
Madam President, I move that the report of the Committee of the Whole, as kept by the Secretary, be now adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Koch.
Madam President, I move that the Senate revert to the eighth order of business, the introduction of Senate bills.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. We are under the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of bills. There is one bill to be read. The Secretary will read the introduction.
Introduction and first reading, Senate file number 1399, a bill for an act relating to gambling, introduced by Perry, Hoffman, Gazelka, and Hall. First reading.
Senate file 1399 is referred to the Committee on State Government and State Government Innovation and Veterans. First reading. We are moving to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Rest, Han, Metzen, Scheid, Dames for all day, and Senator Kielash from 11 to 11:30. Without objection, they are excused. Announcements of Senate interest, Senator Berglund.
Madam President, I'm wondering if we could revert to the fifth order of business.
For what purpose, Senator Berglund, would you want to move to the fifth order of business, reports of committee? Is there some, Senator Berglund, some explanation as to, because the reports from committee have been adopted for the day.
Madam President, this is in regard to the referral of a bill on introductions.
That. Senator Berglund, is that would be actually introduction and first reading of bills. That would be the eighth order of business. But if there is an issue with a referral, you could make the motion just to re-refer it if it's your bill. Then remaining under the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Senator Bach.
Thank you, Madam President. I was wondering if Senator Colt could give the body and those watching at home an update on how the conference committees are doing, if we've made any progress towards reaching an agreement between the House and the Senate. The governor had asked that the legislature, the two bodies, work out their differences so that he could commence negotiating a final budget solution. I'm just wondering, are we going to make that that governor's request or not? And if we're not, what is the kind of the status of the conference committees relative to their work? Or, for instance, are any going to meet over the weekend? Are there going to be any announcements to that effect? Or where should we go to learn more?
Yep. Senator Koch.
Thank you, Senator Bach. That was part of my next announcement, so appreciate that. Obviously, today meeting is taxes and jobs conference committees. Tomorrow, currently posted, are Health and Human Services, Environment, and State Gov. I think the chairs would reserve the right to potentially be working on Saturday. At this moment, members, it is not my intention for us to be on the floor tomorrow or Saturday. I would like the conference committees to have continued opportunity to work. However, next week the schedule will change up significantly. Will be the committee deadlines will have the final deadline will have passed, and you can assume floor every day next week. And members, I would assume Saturday as well. And the following week, you could assume the same thing, floor session with votes every day, including Saturday. So if you could plan for that, and as you know, as we get towards the end of session, could even possibly be that Sunday, although I'm trying to be very respectful of schedules there. The progress you know, I think the different committees have been doing some adoption on sames and similars. Conversation goes on with both the governor and, of course, the House. Those are the easier discussions, but we continue discussions with the governor on these bills and anticipate a May 23rd deadline.
Senator Bach.
Well, Madam President, Senator Kolk, the way I remember the process in previous budget sessions, I think normally by now the committee, conference committee chairs would have been given budget targets, a joint, an agreed upon target number that the committee has to spend. I'm wondering if that has happened or how those discussions are going with your counterpart in the House.
Senator Kolk.
We're working with the committee chairs, Senator Bach, Madam President, on the budget targets as well as with the House. That's progressing very well. I would characterize it as progressing very well. So, yeah.
Announcements of Senate interest, Senator Michelle.
Well, thank you, Madam President. And just in further response to Senator Bach, I can't speak definitively about every conference committee, but I can tell you about one that happened this morning. We had another meeting of the Jobs and Economic Growth Conference Committee, had took testimony from Commissioner Peterson at Labor and Industry, from Commissioner Sertich, the IRRB. We've had multiple letters back and forth describing some specifics in the bills that they either agree or not agree or don't agree with, and we've had the departments even offered up some legislative language to fix a particular fund. So I think, at least in that instance, that conference committee is working exactly as it should. Some good back and forth between the House and the Senate and the affected state agencies. So happy to give that update.
Further announcements, Senator Carlson.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to invite all members on Monday from 11:30 to 1:30. The leadership teams for both the House and the Senate have graciously cleared your calendar, so no excuses to not be able to come over to the History Center and enjoy us for a legislative redesign smorgasbord, where we will be taking up some very interesting ideas from Lutheran Social Services, from the foundations in Minnesota have come up with some ideas in what's called Beyond the Bottom Line, and then also the Association of Minnesota Counties has also come up with this year, and we're moving it through the committees, what's called the MAGIC Act, the Minnesota Accountability and Government Innovation and Collaboration Act, which would allow us to partner up with the counties and have them innovate. We'll create little incubators of innovation in our counties and allow those good folks to do the best work that they can. So we'd invite you on Monday to come on over to the History Center. We will have shuttles available right out in front of the Capitol and in front of the state office building. Come on over and join us for lunch. Thank you.
Madam President.
Further announcements. Senator Cohen, you caught me on guard.
Well, Madam President, I wanted to follow up. Senator Michel's in the back of the chamber. I wanted to inquire of him if I could to follow up on his question. Senator Michel, how are you too? If Senator Michel would yield for a second.
Senator Michel will yield. Senator Cohen.
Thank you, Madam President. And Senator Michel, you indicated in your conference committee you were having discussions with the commissioners. We've been led to believe that there have been some of the conference committees where commissioners in the administration have not been allowed to testify, have been present at the conference committees and have made requests to testify. I don't know if that's correct or not. You've indicated that certainly in your conference committee that's not the case. Do we assume that if a commissioner is present at a conference committee, has made a request to testify, they'll have the opportunity to present the position of the administration to the conferees? Is there any problem with that?
Senator Michel.
Senator Cohen, I would welcome that, and if there's a role that I can, or Senator Koch can act in to help make sure that happens, my understanding is that it is happening. My understanding is that the particular scenario you've raised has not happened, but that would certainly be something we'd want to know about. And yeah. That, again, sounds like the perfect way for conference committees to operate, somewhat as they've done before around here, and obviously with a lot of new players and a new administration just getting its feet wet this year.
Madam President,
and
just to finish
Senator
that, I'm not going to try to specify particular conference committees where we've heard about this, but would ask Senator Michelle, in your role, not as as chairman of a conference committee, but as the assistant majority leader, and possibly Senator Kolk as well, that a conference committee chairman be instructed that if commissioners are present and would like to offer some insight as to what might work with the administration in an effort to get this done, that they be allowed to testify.
Further announcements of Senate interests, Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. To that point, conference committees. Senators Cohen, you talked about the commissioners coming to the meetings, and that was one of the things that we insisted on in our first conference committee meeting with the Department of Natural Resources, Commerce, and Energy. And we actually did have all the commissioners there available to us. They testified. We asked if they were going to be, and obviously they agreed that they were representing the governor's office and that they would be working with us to try and come to a resolve with if we have any questions, and they were very cooperative. So they did report to us in the Environmental, Natural Resource, Commerce, as well as Energy Committees. So just so you know that, at last, I want to say Thursday, and we again reconvene tomorrow at noon. So.
Announcements of Senate Interest, Senator Kolk.
Thank you, Madam President. And as a reminder, even those members that are not serving as members of a conference committee, you are as well invited in to those conference committees to listen and learn and have input. So with that, Madam President, I would move that the Senate now adjourn until Monday, May 9th at 10:30. 10:30, members.
Senator Kolk moves that we adjourn until Monday, May 9th at 10:30. All in favor, say aye. Those opposed, no. We are adjourned.